Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion. Let's praise Him every Sunday morning at 5 with Ayanda Nenemba for prayer, intercession, testimonies, worship, and the Word. Let's praise Him with Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
We absolutely can't go back. It is indeed Radio Pulpit, my family. We are now crossing over to conversation with Otato Sandi Leswana, who has been graciously standing by, okay? The conversation looks at the importance, Mazalone, the critical need for the relationship, or rather for the presence of the Father in society and in our generation. Now, you and I know that Otato hardly ever speaks to us and leads us down a certain direction for no reason. We're coming back to this conversation for an absolute reason. The love of the Father returned back to the children. I'm seeing and I'm just feeling, even for our nation, you know, the reconciliation between Father and Son. It's coming, Barcelona. In fact, we are in it. And so we thank God for allowing Udada to share with us his time here on the program. And he joins us straight after this break. Dada, first of all, good morning. How are you? Good morning, Dada. Looks like we've probably lost to Dada Sandi Leswana, my family. Let's try and see then if we can... how do we do this? Okay, we'll take a quick break. We're going back to our song, the song of the day, the one that we will never forget. And then let's try and see if we can actually get Dada back on the line.
As easy as the touch of a button. The message of life on 657 AM.
And by the way, my family, in case you'd like to check that out, that is William McDowell from his album Arise, and the track title is I Won't Go Back. Okay, I Won't Go Back. And it brings us to 35 after 6. Dada, good morning, and thank you for standing by and for, you know, just sharing in the fellowship of the saints as we were praying. How are you doing, Dada?
Good morning to you, Ayanda, and your listeners. I am doing well.
No, siyabulela. Dada, sicela uxolo wethu for keeping you waiting. It's always such a fine line, and I promise every year I promise I'm going to grow in this grace. And yeah, no, ndicela imithandazo. The Lord needs to help me with managing time on air. But silapha ke tata wethu, and we are going back to our conversation from last week. In fact, we are carrying on. I think last week we did a bit of a, you know, a very solid background, just looking at the importance of the relationship between fathers and their children. You said something that really struck with me, to say that as a father, your measurement of success as a father will be determined by the prosperity of your great grandchildren. Yeah.
Absolutely. If you look at it as Christians today, we say we are the children of Abraham. The relationship between Abraham and God, God said, I know him, I know Abraham, I can trust him, and I trust him that he will teach his descendants to be people of faith. And that faith is the same faith that has continued for thousands of years until today, which we have now. God then says to us that, you know, the Father, in fact, that is one of the scriptures I wanted to close with today, but we might as well take it a little bit and then come back to the topic, which says in Proverbs 13:22, a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. But if you read it in the amplified version of the Bible, it says that he leaves an inheritance of sound morality.
Wow.
And I want to say that the inheritance that a good man leaves for his family, especially his children's children, which means his grandchildren. In other words, you transmit Christian principles of life and success to your children. And then you transmit the same principles of life and Christian life and success to your
children's children.
In other words, to your grandchildren, which means you are at least at a minimum able to transmit what you teach to two generations of your own. So the thing about it is that, and I talk to parents a lot as well, and family members, that there is no family and there is no child that will on their own form the Christian character and sustain it. Now, one of the things that I want to add today as a principle of teaching today, one quality of a father that we must not overlook is that a father originates something. And what you originate, you sustain. As a father, you originate something, but what you originate, you sustain. That's the distinction of a father. So, and one of the reasons why you must sustain things is that things must not stray. I must not say I'm giving birth to a Christian today. Within a space of 3 to 5 years, the person now has stayed and now the major gangster in town. No. And that's not how we go about it. So Paul says, if we're to use a scriptural basis for what we want to say here today, he says in 1 Corinthians 4:14-16, I do not write these things to shame you, but to warn and advise you as my beloved children. For even if you were to have 10,000 teachers to guide you in Christ, yet you would not have many fathers who led you to Christ and assumed responsibility for you. For I became your father in Christ, Jesus, through the good news of salvation. So I urge you, be imitators of me as a child imitates his father. So Paul says, you Corinthians, yes, right now you are misbehaving, and I am correcting you. And you are following all kinds of wild doctrines that I never taught you. But you can have many teachers, but in truth, in Christ, you can only have one father.
Sure.
So the person who originated salvation in you, who originated the faith in you, is myself. And your job as my children, my spiritual children, is to be my imitators. Follow me as I follow Christ. But he doesn't say that. I like it because it says, mimic me, imitate me, which means you can see me. Here I am. This is how I live my life. Your job is to imitate me. And it is very difficult to imitate a person that you hardly ever see.
That you don't know, Dad.
That you don't know. So Paul says, guys, if you are a father, you initiate something, and then you model it. In other words, I bring an idea to you that this is the kingdom lifestyle. You are my child, but we are on this earth because the Bible says, let the will of God be done on earth as it is in heaven. So, as a father, I know the will of God, and I live according to the will of God. And every single child of mine, no matter how I got that child, is going to understand that we are living according to the kingdom of God. We are living according to the will of God, but I demonstrate it so that you learn by doing. We do it. And you copy and you do follow me as I follow Christ. So a father is distinguished from a mere teacher because people think that we can replace fatherhood with teachers. The Bible doesn't teach that. The Bible says, I am your father. There are certain things that you get from the father. There are certain things that you get from a teacher. And it is common today for many, many men in South Africa to forget that a child, because we are not the creators of this life.
That's right.
God gave us this life. God gave us this life. So God created a situation where a person must have a father. And there are certain unique things that you must get from your father. There are certain other things, additional things that you get from your teacher. So you, and I'm talking now from the point of view of the father, you must have the consciousness that, by the way, just like a child must get the mother from from the breast of their mother. It's an interesting thing. When you are born, the milk that you need to survive is in your mother. And that is where you must get it from. And there are other things, especially things of the kingdom and morality, that shape your character. You need to get them from your father. So, to me, that is something that Paul did. And I like Paul, and I'm using Paul because Paul did not have biological children. Mm. Hello, are you still there?
I'm with you, Dad. Yeah.
Paul did not have biological children. He didn't have a wife. He didn't have children. But when you read Paul and he talks to Timothy, he says in 1 Timothy 1:2, he says to Timothy, my true son in the faith, my true son in the faith. Now, I want you to have the concept of, these days we use cameras a lot, but I wanted to use a photocopying machine.
Yes, Dad.
But a true copy, a faithful copy, when you copy something, when you look at the copy and the original, there must be no difference. There's a word of fidelity, that this copy shows fidelity to the original. In other words, when I look at the original and I look at the copy, I see the same thing. They are identical. I struggle to distinguish the two. So when you are a father, we are now talking in spiritual terms. We're not talking cloning here. When you are a father, when you say this is my true daughter or my true son, it means the kingdom life, the kingdom doctrines, the kingdom practices in you are now translated faithfully into the child. Then that child becomes a true copy of yourself. And Paul says about Timothy, he has a kindred spirit. He has a kindred spirit. In other words, they have the same genetic makeup.
Sure.
When Timothy is present, I am present. Nobody equal. When Timothy is present, I can sleep because he will do exactly the way that things will be done. That is not to say Timothy had no personality.
That's right.
But the principles of it, the principles of it are exactly the same. So that is the type of thing that we need to understand. Paul says in another place, we know no man after the flesh, not even Christ. In other words, even our children, our nephews, the adopted children, whichever children that we are fathering, the biggest part that you need to focus on is the spiritual formation of those people. That's fathering. So that they live according to Christian principles and kingdom principles, and that God is the king and the guide of their lives. And one thing that dawned on me this morning is that when we look at the character of God, which is the character that we must have, it says that there is no shadow of turning. There is no variableness. There are people that you end up saying, hey, this one looks like he's got a multiple personality disorder. others are just like, they don't know. You don't know whether their yes is a yes or their no is a no. Some of them don't have the truth. Some of them don't have integrity. But the Bible says we must be imitators of God. We must be imitators of Christ. We must be imitators of our spiritual father. And within that, there must be no variability or shadowness or shadow of turning. So that consistency of character is what we transmit to the children. But as a father, you must identify yourself as a father and say, I cannot give birth to something that I am not willing to sustain. I am going to sustain this. And Paul, when he was talking to Timothy, he says that, you know, Paul, Timothy, as you were growing up, you gained the faith through your mother and your grandmother. But when you came into contact with me, something totally new came into your life through the laying on of my hand. And you became a bishop, you became an apostle.
Sure.
But that gift, because I took you now from just being a mere child of God, in fact, and I made you an officer, a commander in God's army. And that gift needed to be developed and to be fanned to flame. Paul says, that is why I remind you to fan to flame the gracious gift of God. That inner fire, the special endowment, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. So Paul put his hands on Timothy, and as Paul put his hands on Timothy, an endowment entered Timothy, a gift, a permanent gift. And Timothy became a new person and an officer in God's army. So Paul initiated something, but throughout the life of Paul, now he had to sustain it. And this is the principle of today's teaching. What you start, you must sustain.
Sure.
What you give birth to, you must sustain, you must nurture, you must develop. When you give birth to a child, you must then say, for the next 50 years of my life, I'm going to do everything I know to do to sustain this child and to make this child successful.
Yeah. Wow, Dad. What we start, we ought to sustain. And this is a call. I feel it. This is a call to fathers out there. You know, that, you know, whatever is started, it must be sustained. And so that if you will allow me, you know, so that see, at least this one part, if you will allow me, there's one or two things that I think we probably need to equip the fathers listening today. The first thing is, can we speak to the fearful young men who, upon hearing these words, then the words are not supposed to trigger fear, but you know, because we live in this society where everything is either distorted or magnified beyond proportion, you know, there's a young man listening and they're thinking, yo, will I be able to do this for 50 years, you know, or 100, whatever, however many years,
yeah,
you know? So that cold feet upon realizing your responsibility as a man. Secondly, Dad, I think this is a big portion. The odd dad that have really made the mistake of starting and not even looking back to see what it is that they started, you know, and literally just laid a seed and walked away. Or perhaps they started and they stumbled along the way and they fell off and they couldn't go back. You know, let's just encourage those two categories of men this morning.
Yeah, actually, you are on point because the way you are approaching it is exactly the way it's written in the Bible.
Mm.
Now let's read it in the Bible, right? This thing you are raising, right? Paul is talking to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 1, right? So the first part of it is the part I've read to you, but I'm going to read these two verses to you. So Paul talks about, when I laid your hands, in other words, I initiated you as a bishop, I initiated you as an apostle.
Sure.
But let's listen to what then happened. Because that is why I remind you to fan to flame the gracious gift of God, that inner fire, the special endowment which is in you through the laying on of my hand. Now, listen, this is the first answer to your question. Verse 7 says, for God did not give us a spirit of timidity,
amen,
or cowardice,
amen,
or fear,
amen.
But he has given us a spirit of power and of love and of sound judgment. and personal discipline, abilities that result in a calm and well-balanced mind and self-control.
Sure.
So, the spirit that you have, which is the Christian spirit in you, is not a spirit of cowardice, it is not a spirit of fear, but it is a spirit of power, of love, and of sound mind. Now, you will not operate in the spirit of power, love, and sound mind if you are, first of all, not understanding that it is in your nature as a Christian to be a spirit of power, love, and of sound mind. So, for instance, one day, very many years ago, I visited my daughter's school, and it was a sports day. And she had been entered into a competition for racing the 100 meters, whatever, sprinting. And they were sprinting, and I was watching them. And she did not win that race. Means she came second or third or something. But I noticed that she's a good sprinter that day.
Right.
And I got a professional coach that day. And she went on to win many gold medals. But she herself had not known that she's a sprinter.
Wow.
Right? She had not known that she's a sprinter.
Sure.
So when consciousness enters your mind, that actually this thing is already in me, this power, love and sound mind is already in me. So I need to unleash it. I need to allow it to develop. The last thing I want to say to you in the second question that you are raising about the fathers who may have missed it. You know, there's a fellow, a very famous champion of called Mike Tyson in boxing. The coach of Mike Tyson had been looking for a world champion, to create a world champion. He was already going towards his 80s when he came across Tyson. Tyson was from prison. Tyson was in probation. Carl D'Amato is almost 80 years old when he meets Tyson. Tyson is a troubled child. Carl D'Amato is at the end of his life and at the end of his career. But when he saw Tyson, he said, this is the lifetime opportunity I've been waiting for.
Wow, Dad.
And he would spend time working on the mind of Tyson, renewing the mind of Tyson into self-respect, self-confidence, dignity. And that made Tyson one of the greatest world champions on earth, and made Cass D'Amato, the coach of Tyson, one of the legends of boxing. But that did not come when he was in his 30s or 40s.
At the prime of his life, when he could still boast and flex muscle.
He knew that this is my last chance. And Tyson actually had no chance because he was wild. I mean, he was uncontrollable. And he calmed him down. And this old man would sit and speak to Tyson at his bedside at night, convincing him about how to turn his life into, and loving him and encouraging him and teaching him how to date, teaching him how to eat, teaching him how to wash himself and keep himself neat and presentable. All those things. And he made Tyson a world champion, a wonderful world champion that is still a legend till today. So those are the two things. One, as a young man or even an old man, as a Christian person, as a child or a father, know that God has not given us a spirit of failure, let me call it.
Hallelujah.
God has given us a spirit of power, which is the ability to get the job done. He has given us a spirit of wisdom, a spirit of a sound mind, a sober, calm mind that can work out problems and come up with credible solutions. So that is the type of person that spiritually you are. That potential is already in you. But that potential needs to be activated through prayer, through careful Bible study, to discipleship, where you actually chase upon excellent teachers in the field of parenting, in the field of fathering, in the field of husbandhood, and know that it is your job to build a proper family, an exemplary family, and to lead it by example. And everybody in your house must learn from your example through demonstration.
Tata, ndicela siyibambe right there. Right there, only because of time. Today, we just want to thank God. I just want to quickly pray, Tata, if you will allow me.
Thank you.
Father, we just want to thank you. Thank you today that we are really hearing your voice as a father. We are hearing the voice of the Father this morning. Thank you for Udadu Swana and his family and every other father that will come from his lineage. Thank you, Father, for restoring fatherhood in the ears and in the lives of those who are hearing this morning. Thank you, Lord, for making us as the women who give birth to these young men and who have the responsibility of raising them to understand that every young man needs a father. Today, we thank you for setting your house in order, my Lord, and for causing us to hear the words that transform us into the likeness of Christ. In Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Dada, I'm just so grateful. Today, but I guess let's explore that next week only because of time. We truly appreciate you, Dada, and we thank God. So we'll catch up with you next week, yeah?
Thank you. I will be there.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Bye.
Dada Sandile Swana, my family this morning. Wow. Look at God. From 5 this morning all the way to now, exactly 7. The voice of the Father speaking so much life in our lives. We love you, my family. And may this season, dare I say, new season of your life, just exude and, show forth the glory of the Father, of the voice of the Father speaking in your life and in my life. We're crossing over now to church on Radio Pulpit. Stay tuned later, Sis Bahle Ukhona. I was telling her how sometimes, the family will say, hello, Bahle, ekseni. She's coming through at 2 o'clock and later Pastor Ray at 5. But now let's enjoy church. It's Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo kwabo banhliziyo zidakumbileyo. Simamele kwi app okanye utyelele uradiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.